Time to talk about the Cleveland Auto Show. The Greater Cleveland Automobile Dealers Association's Lou Vitantonio joins us. The auto show coming up on February 24th, running through March 5th. Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you joining on. After watching the Super Bowl and seeing a lot of those car ads, I guess electric vehicles is where everything's at these days. At least it seems from their perspective.
Well, I mean, that's something new and refreshing for the manufacturers to promote. I mean, we certainly have gas vehicles. Electric vehicles are making their way into the market, and they're a little bit more popular on the coasts versus the Midwest, but we're certainly going to have those at the auto show as well.
Talk about how you're at the IAG Center, how it's laid out, and what people will see when they come up beginning of February 24th.
Sure. I mean, we have a little bit of a reimagined location at the IAG Center. No more Ferris wheel, walls inside that facility, but we have plenty of room of all the manufacturers. Everything's new. The cars are the stars. We're going to go wall-to-wall cars. We're also going to have the classics. We're actually going to move them downstairs like we did probably 10 years ago. So we'll have something for everybody, and then we have ride and drives as well, those tracks with Ram and Jeep. And then we're going to have 6 ride and drives outside, too, where you actually can take the car for a test drive.
Lou, anybody bringing in concept cars, any kind of unusual things this year?
Yeah, I mean, again, a lot of the things that the manufacturers are creating nowadays are, let's call it 12 to 18 months out from the showroom. We will see some things that we have never seen here. The new Ram electric EV concept is coming. Also the Dodge Hornet and a couple others that are unannounced yet, and we're still waiting on some information as the Chicago Auto Show is going on right now.
Dodge Hornet, that Hornet name goes back a ways. What's this vehicle like?
It's actually a smaller vehicle. Again, a lot of the details will be introduced in Cleveland on the 24th, and it'll be the first time inside Ohio. But again, these are vehicles that are going to be hitting probably sometime in 2024, and it'll be an interesting time. I mean, things always changing. The one thing that doesn't change is it's 4 wheels. It's a vehicle. It goes from point A to point B, but the technology and the different things that consumers are looking for today are much different than in the past.
It's always fun to check out these new vehicles. You have a chance to sort of feel them, get up close and personal, sit inside of those, see how you fit in those vehicles. From your standpoint, though, we've heard stories about how some auto dealers have had trouble getting vehicles over the past year. What's the situation now?
Sure. Even the past year or year plus, some of the chip shortages or just as simple as, wheels or tops or different items can slow down production and even or stop it. But I think a lot of the vehicles are flowing in into the dealerships well now. They're beyond that 50-day supply. Pre-COVID, we're probably at a 90-day plus supply. So I think the supply is well in line now. The vehicles are on the lots, and I don't think that issue is as dire as it was the last 12, 18 months.
Back in the day, I can still remember my dad ordering a vehicle, special order. Do people still do that now?
Yeah, I think the focus when there were pretty limited inventories and you just couldn't go and get the exact one you wanted because it was on the lot, there was a shift to, hey, why don't you pick specifically what you want and order it? A lot of manufacturers have gone to that type of delivery system. Is it, hey, because exactly what you want, but I think the auto show gives you that opportunity. You had mentioned it before. You can go and see different models, different colors, different trim packages, and ask a lot of questions in a low-pressure environment. And then if there isn't something on the lot, which the internet makes it easy to find, then you go and pick your dealer and you order specifically what you want. And it's been pretty good as far as how much time it's going to take, as far as how long it will take to get the vehicle.
When you're looking at sort of the layout, and in your mind, I don't know if you can think about this, trucks, SUVs, sort of sedans, who takes up the most space of those style vehicles there?
I think, Toyota, Chevrolet, Ford, and Stellantis will have the largest displays, hands down. Again, those are the big brands that we have in this market. We do have a little presence from, the Jeep plant and the Ford engine plant and the Chevy plant in Parma. So, again, we have a lot of that presence. But all the manufacturers are going to have some presence at the show. Again, it's an opportunity to see those things all in one roof. And, yeah, there's been a shift from, away from sedans, but they're still out there. And there are some manufacturers that continue to produce those sedans. And as we look at gas, sometimes the SUV may not be the answer unless we have a family or we have a lot of things to move from place, one place to another. So there's something for everybody at the show.
And most are participating in the ride and drive, or you've got those set up at different areas of the complex?
Mm-hmm. So inside, we'll have Ram and Jeep. Those tracks have been in the show for a number of years. Outside, we'll have Chevrolet, Kia, Volkswagen, Subaru, and, I forgot the others.
But Toyota's out there, too.
Yeah, Toyota will be there.
VW and as
and
well.
VW. Yep. So, each individual manufacturer, they all have different times that they're going to run. They will have some electrics available to take for test drives. And you get out on 237 and you actually try out the vehicle while somebody's in there, giving you some tips on what the vehicle can do. And it's really about giving people opportunities to see their product and put their best foot forward.
Yep. And then you got a lot of stuff, I guess, to help out the whole family, right? There's different attractions going out throughout the week, too. So it's kind of a fun event for people to come out. Again, it starts on Friday, February 24th, runs through March 5th. If people want to get more good information about the Cleveland Auto Show, where's a good place for that, Lou?
Yeah, clevelandautoshow.com. You can buy tickets online. Parking is always free. The price at the box office, price online is the same. We try to keep it simple. And again, we do have all kinds of different things. And we are giving a car away, gentlemen. We're going to have an Alfa Romeo Stelvio, the sedan, 2-year lease on that. So, pick one winner each day of the show. All 10 of them come back at the end, and whoever's car opens the door, they get that vehicle.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Lou, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There you have Lou Vintantonio joining us from the Greater Cleveland Automobile Dealers Association, just about 11 days away from at least the countdown that they got on their website for the Cleveland Auto Show presented by Huntington at the IX Center.